And another poem, this is a kind of celebration, called Morning Call. Up from trawlers in the fish dock, they walk to my house on high-soled clogs, stepping like fillies back from a forge newly shod, to wake me at sunrise from a single bed, with laughter peeling skin from a dream ripening on the mossy branches of my head. Let us in, quick! And half naked I stumble over books on the floor to open my glass door to a flood that crosses the threshold. Little blue waves nudging each other, dodging rocks they've got to leap over, freshening my brackish pools to tell me of, oh, such a night below in the boats. We can't go home. What will they say? Can I think of a lie to protect them from God only knows what trouble this will cause, what rouse? We'll run away and never come back till they flop into black armchairs, two beautiful teenage girls from a tribe of tinkers, lovely as seals wet from fishing, hauled out on a rock to dry their dark brown fur, glinting with scales of salmon when the spring tide ebbs. This is their everlasting day of being young. They bring to my room the sea's iodine odor on a breeze of voices ruffling my calm as they comb their long hair tangled as weed in a rock pool, beginning to settle clear. Give me the sea breath from your mouths to breathe a while.